Caleb Collier said,
I'm proposing that the city of Spokane Valley issue a proclamation stating that our city is a Second Amendment sanctuary city.
Welcome to the fire. Welcome to the fire.
Hello, Christian patriots, and welcome to Church and State, where we strive to plug you into the political realm, and we also try to plug you into the church realm, which is the pew. And you don't just sit there. You actually do something. I am your host today, Pastor Gabe Blomgren. I do not have my associate. He likes to think of himself as the Cape Crusader. I think of him as Dick Grayson, also known as my sidekick, also known as Robin. We debate about that, but he is in Tampa. He's doing all things Charlie Kirk, Turning Point. He is there right now speaking to many church representatives. So I am running solo today, and we are going to get this thing going right about if I can find it. This is going to be a weird episode. It's going to be a very weird episode, and I'm already warning you, if Caleb was here, he would like to be a part of this. We're going to be talking all things poop and fart. It's kind of inappropriate. It's very junior high-ish, but this is where the left is. This is where they're I don't know what that was. How about this one? That's what the left is trying to do, and we'll explain later. The left is literally bringing into the conversation Donald Trump is supposedly doing this in court. He supposedly, even his lawyers are having to endure this. But then also we have a story of Christina Applegate has ingested somebody's... Chris, how do I say this? I say doo-doo. This is where we're at in the news, okay? And then on top of it, I'm going to draw a big circle around it by explaining God uses all of this stuff for his glory. So stay with us, stick with us, please endure. It's going to be beneficial to your faith. You may even laugh. But before we go there, check out our website, churchandstate.media, please. What do we highlight today? I want to talk about freeze-dried meat in relation to the fact that when you, you should have clean burning, just digestional stuff when you eat this, and you're these should not smell. So, Chris is a vegan, but if he was eating this type of stuff,
vegetarian.
Yes, he's a vegetarian. Grid Down Chow Down are good friends. They actually harvest all of this. They have their own machines. They hang to dry, so you're not buying a bunch of moisture. You're actually having a high protein content. If you spend around $750, you get their biggest package. It's a pallet that will be sent to you of this product. They're in 1 pound freeze dryable bags. You just add water. The food is not cooked, and that gives you the ability to make whatever your meal during the zompocalypse, whatever it is, you can make that meal and you have freeze dried meat. You just add water. The blood will still be in it. You have to cook it, but that's a good thing. You don't want to do this Mountain House stuff on like Amazon. If you do the biggest package, pound for pound, you're paying for the exact same thing. You get the best deal possible. So I want to really incentivize that. So please go check out our sponsors on our website, Grid Down, Chow Down. Amazing guys. We know them personally. We've had them on the show. Love them to death. So let's get into it. The world is sketchy at best. This is what the left is doing. They're accusing Donald Trump of stinky farts. But before we go there, I want to share with you what Christina Applegate has recently gone through. And she's part of the liberal system. We are actually going to pray for her in a minute. We're going to share her story. Chris, did you know she actually suffers from MS, multiple sclerosis? So she has MS, which is debilitating. It's horrible. It basically, your body is, it's like a remote control car where you no longer have control over it anymore. So I do feel, I feel bad for her. She's now saying that she's wearing diapers after contracting the sapovirus from ingesting fecal matter. I'm going to let you hear it from her. Please go ahead, Chris.
Going to be gross. Sorry, guys. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning in a pool of
Christina
of shit.
Oh my god,
didn't know what happened. But okay. This brings me to my next point, which we can talk about.
Great.
I'm wearing diapers.
Christina Applegate getting extra real with her fans, opening up about why she's wearing diapers.
I can't even begin to tell you.
On the latest episode of her and Jamie Lynn Sigler's Messy podcast, the actress,
Messy,
who's been
right.
battling multiple sclerosis for 3 years, gets completely transparent about the whole diaper situation, saying it started after she got COVID from one of her friends.
My caretaker, Cheryl, got it. I got it. And this other person got it. Like, all this fear of having MS and being immunocompromised and getting it, I was like, oh man, I'm so good. And then it turned into long COVID and it turned into a chest infection.
See, the COVID game has to come
and
in. We gotta talk about COVID.
Symptoms kept getting worse. She says the doctor told her she actually had another virus too.
I have something called sapovirus. It is when you ingest the fecal matter of someone else from your food.
Now things are getting graphic here. Christina explains bathroom troubles and soup.
I started having, like pissing out of my ass for a few days. Okay, I'm gonna be gross. Sorry, guys. I woke up at 3 o'clock in the morning in a pool.
Oh my God.
Didn't know what happened. It's not fun, but this brings me to my next point, which we can talk about.
Great.
I'm wearing diapers. Yeah, wearing diapers.
She's wearing
Just
diapers, folks.
Talking about it.
Christina says it's been almost 3 weeks of being sick, and she's tracing it all back to one takeout meal.
It's a restaurant I've been eating at for 15 years.
Do you
years.
Think, Chris, maybe like, they did it on purpose?
Vegan place.
As much as of a kind of a not-so-fun person, they may have done it on purpose.
I think that they say that it's mostly from salads because cooked food kind of kills the bacteria.
Was it
we're tracing it back
the...
to that.
This isn't the first time Christina's been brutally honest with the internet. Last month, she shared a health update on the Armchair Expert podcast.
Okay, I can't take anymore. I can't take anymore. We're good. That's plenty enough. That's plenty enough. So basically, I want to show you the very funny irony of this. This is a tweet on X. Christina Applegate posted a while ago. Oh, man. Sorry, guys. I was trying to send lots of Pepper songs. I don't know what that really means. What's a Pepper song? Do you even know? I'm not aware of what a Pepper song is. We can.
I think there was a band called that.
Okay, maybe it's a band called Pepper. All right. So she says, I tried. And then she says, oh, and Donald Trump is a piece of. That's what she. I'm not going to say what she said. So this ongoing battle with the left, they're. It's ironic because. You can actually pray. Do you know what a imprecatory prayer is? The Bible really doesn't fully explain this, but you can pray on your enemies. This is going to be a hard one, but you can actually imprecatory prayers when you go before God and you ask that your enemies be made your footstool. And I think literally that got confused. Somehow our enemies ate their own stool or somebody else's stool. So anyway, I thought that was funny. Like, why didn't you laugh, Chris? I thought that was funny. Somehow the enemy has not been made her footstool. Instead she ate her own stool. She ended up getting sick. Now she's wearing diapers. Christina Applegate. And of course she's calling Donald J. Trump, 45th president of the United States, who I believe to be commander in chief still at this very moment. Many of you agree with me. We also know the person who's residing in the White House does plenty of this thing called wearing diapers. And he tells, you know, that clip. If you still haven't heard that clip, maybe get that clip for us, Chris. No, we're not going to play that clip. Joe Biden comes off of a helicopter and says, my butt's been wiped. Like, I'll never get over that. That to me, that right there is the pinnacle of just regalness of presidency. This is where we're at. Well, that segues into this. I don't know if you've heard this story. This to me shows the depth of how far we will go to gossip about Donald J. Trump. So the article is from Mediaite. It says, do the rumors of Trump's stinky farting in court pass the test? What? Okay, I'm just going to read the article. Among the many gossip and rumor moments in media during the first week of Donald Trump's trial, this fake trial going on in New York, which I'm Many of you don't even know this. He missed his son's graduation, having to go. Oh, he actually got to go. The look. Okay. Well, he's not going to be able to go. His own wife's mom's funeral was something that he wanted to attend, and they were having a. This guy is basically like being forced to go through jury duty, where you have to go every single day. Of course, he's on trial, but says during this trial, an extensive amount of attention has gone into multiple reports of the ex-president falling asleep in court, which I'm all for. Like, I find nothing wrong with that. There's nothing wrong with signing some Z's there in this fake court. And one extremely viral claim that paired flatulence with solemnness. I don't, is that to be solemn? Maybe I think he's asleep and farting. So this guy, according to them, is silent but deadly. And I don't know why this is news, but this is a quote. This is a quote. You know what I'm hearing from my sources as well is that, you know, and I am hearing from credible sources who know what's going on in the courtroom. And what I am hearing is that, take it for what it's worth, but Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom, that it's very stinky around him. It's a putrid odor in the courtroom, and Trump's lawyers are like repulsed by the scent and smell. And I'm not just saying that to be like, oh, how funny. I'm actually, you know, how we have good sources here. And I'm hearing it from actual credible people that he's kind of falling asleep. He's actually passing gas, and his lawyers are really struggling with the smell. I also, you know, I find this funny. This is funny. Okay. I'm sorry. I think you actually start to hear more of that. But again, from real credible sources, now take it for what it's worth. They may be going off the record. I mean, on background and telling me that because, you know, it's the Midas touch. And they say, you know, they think they want to hear that. I'm reading this because this is almost unlegible. So you could judge if how you want to judge it, but real credible people are saying that it's putrid around him. What the heck? Are you seeing this little clip here on X from this individual down below? Scroll down a little bit. Scroll down. Keep going. Go ahead and play that and see if you have the audio for it.
Returning to the court proceedings as well, Maggie Haberman reports that Donald Trump continued to fall asleep during the proceedings as well.
I'm glad he does.
And, you know, what I'm hearing from my sources as well is that, you know, and I'm hearing from credible sources who know what's going on in the courtroom. And what I'm hearing is that, take it for what it's worth, but that Donald Trump is actually farting in the courtroom, and that it's very stinky around him. It's putrid odor in the courtroom, and that Trump's lawyers are like repulsed by the scent and the smell. And I'm not just saying that to be like, oh, funny. I'm actually, you know, we have good sources there. And I'm hearing it from actual credible people that as he's kind of falling asleep, he is actually passing gas, and that his lawyers are really struggling with the smell. I think you'll actually start to hear more of that. But again, from real credible sources. Now take it for what it's worth. They may be going off the record, I mean, on background and telling me that because of, you know, it's the Midas touch, and they, you know, they think that we want to hear that. So you could judge it how you want to judge it. But real credible people who are there have saying that it's putrid around him.
This is the news, Chris. This is the news. I'm excited about the little like clip art you do for this. This is going to be great. Like maybe something like a nuclear fart over Donald Trump. Like, so I theorize, this is my QAnon. He's trying to kill everyone in the courtroom. Maybe. To me, if you can control your flatulence, great. Who cares? But the main thing is you control whether or not you poop yourself. Donald Trump obviously can control that. Joe Biden, this is the G7 summit. You can see the picture. Oh, okay, we got the clip. Okay, here it is.
Must it be a
My butt's been wiped. Okay. The debate is on. Okay. Joe Biden can't control himself. He also, the G7, the rumor is, this is from major officials, he shat himself. You can, if you look at the G7, type in G7 summit, Biden picture where he's far away from everybody. There's like a picture of Biden. He's like far left screen, like far left. I don't know if we're going to be able to find it on short notice, but supposedly a G7 summit, then the nations gathered together and Joe pooped himself. It was so bad. I think even the Pope declined to do an interview or to meet with him around the same period. So this is the saga we're at. We're at the battle of who's the better guy based on their incontinence or ability to control their bodily functions. You're finding nothing. No luck. While we're waiting, listen to this. Caleb's going to die. Those of you who are on ACN, you know, as a pastor, I believe in having a sense of humor. So please do not send us an email saying how this is anti-sacrilegious or this is sacrilegious. I just choose to bring you the news. This is what the news is. This is what they are pushing to combat your president. Those of you who believe Donald J. Trump to be your president. And I have to say, look at this. This is asinine. This is where we're at. This is how far the media will go. Christina Applegate, she wears it on her sleeve, how sick she is. She's always sick. Like I said, I find it funny that this happened to her, especially being that she called Donald J. Trump a piece of, you know what. What I want to do is I want to pray real quick. We're going to pray for our enemies because the Bible says your enemies will be made your footstool. And that's not a joke. I joked about that. But here's the thing. It's his mercy that draws us unto repentance. We were yet sinners and he loved us. He died on the cross. We, as Paul said, all of our good works are as filthy rags. Some of you, those of you who've studied, done some exegetical work on that word, filthy rags, some people will say that they're basically rags to clean yourself like down there in that stinky region. I'm not trying to be gross. But Paul was trying to make a point saying all of your good works are like stinky, gross toilet paper, in other words. And reflect on that. So what we're going to pray right now for Christina Applegate in absolute sincerity. She does have MS. It's horrible, debilitating. She's got a daughter. It seems to me as if she kind of like has that disorder where you glorify your sickness, where it's hypochondriac, I believe, where you kind of like make a big deal about your sickness. I noticed that in the secular world, whereas Christ has told us as Christians, don't make a big deal about your sickness. Say to the mountain, be moved. That's how Christ is. Doesn't mean you don't acknowledge your sickness. And those of you who have any debilitating diseases, if you have MS, I'm not saying don't acknowledge it. What I am saying is Christ has a different perspective. If you are sick, he is saying, by my stripes, you are healed. And even if Lazarus was raised from the dead, he had to die again. So those of you who are suffering with MS right now, God has a glorified body for you in eternity. It's just right now, you're going through a time period where you're being tested. Your faith is being tested. Some of you may have somebody who has a miracle tomorrow beside you and delivers them from MS. You have a different path. But do not withhold from yourself the faith for a miracle. I've seen miracles. I've beheld miracles. So we're going to pray for a miracle for Christina Applegate. And I'm not praying loosely. Father, in Jesus' name, Father, I believe for Christina Applegate, you can reconcile. The biggest miracle would be softening her heart. So I pray to that first. Lord, may you like through the heavenly pressure of everything she's going through, bring her to her knees. Don't break her. I love your word that it says a bruised reed you will not break. And I believe Christina Applegate is your child. She's made in the likeness of you. She's an image bearer of Christ. Father, I believe in Jesus' name you can reconcile her to the kingdom. Father, I believe in Jesus' name you can heal her heart. And Father, we pray right now for her sickness, including having to wear diapers, including MS. Lord, we believe that multiple sclerosis is a plan from the enemy for her life. And Father, I acknowledge as a brother, God, I pray in faith that she find you and that she be healed. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Seems kind of weird to do, but that's what the Bible says. You can pray for your enemies. Jesus said it's easy to mistreat your enemy. Or it's even easy to, you know, deny your enemy. But we see Jesus through the example, especially of the Good Samaritan, to take care of your enemy. The person that took care of his enemy was a Samaritan, a non-Jew. And he's basically pointing to his people, and that's you and me, the Christian. What can we do to take the plans of the enemy and show grace? And that's what I want to extend into. This is the tail end. We got about 7 minutes left. I want to talk about Tucker Carlson. A lot of people are highlighting this clip from X shows the mass immigration process that's going on. We've had on various people on the show talking about immigration. Chris, if you could play that clip from Tucker Carlson's show on X, highlighting some specialty people who are speaking on the issue of immigration. And I want to show how God can take the plans of the enemy, this foul play, very similar to COVID. COVID was a virus. This is using a weaponized people group as a virus, so to speak. I'm not saying they're a virus, but I'm saying that the plans of the enemy is to send in a group of people with the appearance, this is what the enemy thinks, that he can overwhelm our nation. So go ahead and play that clip.
So everyone who's paying any attention at all knows that more people are coming across the U.S. border from foreign countries illegally than any time in American history. How is it happening? Why is it happening? And who's allowing it to happen?
As soon as Biden was installed, I flew straight to El Paso because I thought that the aliens would start flooding across the border, and they did. We then flew over to Panama and went down into the Darien Gap. There's more than five dozen NGOs down there, IGOs and nonprofits. The main one is IOM. These NGOs are working hard to take over various countries. And the main funder, by the way, is the United States.
These are obviously criminal organizations. So why is no one doing anything about it?
Weaponized migration is often a precursor for something bigger.
That's the end of the United States, the country that you grew up in. Irreparable. Forever.
Tucker Carlson, love him to death. Love him to death. A lot of these voice pieces, and that's what's separating church and state from a lot of other media places, is that we will take and subjugate the enemy's plans to God's plans. Look at this. Let me ask you this question. Chris, you're here in the studio as well. Did COVID bless Christianity or did it hurt Christianity?
Yes. I think it blessed Christianity.
So Christianity had an issue. Spines were not observed throughout churches. God single-handedly took that very moment in time, used it for his glory, and revealed what kind of church, what kind of pastor, what kind of environment, how do you look at faith? So much was accomplished in COVID. Do I wish it would have happened? No, I don't. It allowed the enemy to actually, they used, I believe, for their purposes, the cloak of COVID to actually have a rigged election. And we're not going to get into that. But the thing is, God used the plans for his glory as well. You also know how you're going to respond to the next COVID, okay? Genesis 50 verse 20 says this, "You intended harm to me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what now being done, the saving of many lives." This is the story of Joseph. Joseph saying this to his brothers, Reuben, Judah, "You intended harm for me, but God pulled me out of that pit. He used a caravan, pulled me out of that pit, put me then into a person's house, Potiphar. Then I went into a prison. Then from the prison, I was pulled out and became the Pharaoh's cupbearer. I became a right-hand man. I became an advisor to Pharaoh." So God takes the plans of the enemy, uses them for his glory. That's what's going to happen in Jesus' name. I declare it. I believe it. Our good friend AJ Nunez was on the show. He is a Hispanic individual. His wife is a legal immigration. He believes in legal immigration, but he knows these people, as they come over, we have to have this mindset. They are not a horde. They are not a people who are unopen to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Many of these people are Christians already. Does it appear to be subterfuge? Does it appear to be a rigged system to get more votes for the Democrats? Yes, it does. But I'm telling you, I push back against that. Many of these people love Donald J. Trump already. They're coming to America with hope. I don't want this, but I'm saying let's believe that it will be used for God's glory. And we have to take the perspective of, this is another verse, Romans 12:20. This is what Jesus said to do. He said, if your enemies are hungry, what should you do? Feed them. If they are thirsty, give them something to drink. And doing this, you are heaping coals of shame on their head. I love that. You want to pay your enemy back? Love them, feed them, clothe them. I'm not saying house them. I love how the Bible doesn't say house them. In Germany, they're being forced housing. It's weaponized housing. In Switzerland and other places, they made people who are coming from Afghanistan, coming from war-torn nations, they were forcing them in their homes. It's not what I'm saying. You have to pray about how far do you want to go to clothe your brother, to feed your brother, to give your brother something to drink. That is the perspective. Jesus said it's easy to love your neighbor. It's easy to love your friend. But those of us, we have been called to a higher level. Why? Because it eventually turns the plans of the enemy. Doug Billings, who was on the show, had the same perspective. God is going to turn their plans for his glory. So hold on to that as you see this. And those of you who comment on the very issue of immigration, subterfuge immigration, make sure you know, make sure you say to your friends, say to your kids, make sure you say to your family members, especially those, any of you who you may even have a slight tinge towards seeing Hispanic people in a negative light. I want you to change that. Change that. Come against that. That is not the culture of heaven. So I love you guys. Thank you for listening to me. I pray that you hear what I'm saying, not as a chastisement, but as an encouragement. Yes, God is on the throne. He has not ignored his people. Psalm 4:3, but know that the Lord has set apart for himself him who is godly. The Lord will hear when I call to him, when I cry to him. That is his prayer, that his people would call to him, cry to him. Don't give up on this nation. Make sure you vote. We're coming into the November election. Those of us who we know God is on the throne, you have to get out there and do something. You can't just sit around. Caleb right now is laying down his life. He's not only earning a living, but he's also going church to church, encouraging them to be ready for the next COVID. So with that, signing out, I am Pastor Gabe, and a calm does not suit me. And on behalf of Caleb Collier, we were both born for a storm.
Welcome to the fire.
The doctor that I recommend for all of your needs is the Underground Clinic doctor, Dr. Troy Spurl.
Because Dr. Troy is the best doctor, bar none.
You know, this is the great thing about officialsignups.com is it's in all 50 states. You don't have to be in Michigan or Minnesota. You can be in Hawaii, you can be in Florida, and you can find a doctor that you can trust. If you are still wearing a mask, if you have rolled up your sleeve and gotten all the jabs and all the boosters, then Official Signups is not for you. You want to go find one of those big pharma doctors that'll give you all the prescriptions you want, and you can live a very sickly life.
Well, if you're looking for a doctor for yourself, or maybe even a doctor for your family, or a doctor who's not going to push vaccines on you, you want to go to officialsignups.com. You for sure need to mention church and state when you go to officialsignups.com to take part in all the savings, all the great deals for you and your family.
With the rise of the BRICS nations, you've got a lot of nations that are gathering together, and they're all doing a gold-backed currency. The United States is not, and the petrodollar is starting to fail. And my suggestion to all of you would be to get behind gold and silver, because that is the currency that is always going to have value.
I might not be a gold or silver guru, but I want to have something tangible in my hands at the end of the day. So I would definitely recommend every one of you go to bh-pm.com.
All you got to do is look around and see that the price of everything is increasing. Gold and silver is on the rise. It's being artificially suppressed. You want to schedule a consultation right now so that your families don't end up in the breadline and you're saying, please, sir, can I have some more?
Stop waiting. What are you waiting for? 4 years from now, prices are going to be absolutely astronomical. Go to bh-pm.com
get a consultation now. You definitely want to mention Church and State. It will get you the best prices. It will get you the best consultation advice. Use Church and State when you go to bh-pm.com.
MyPillow.com has got more than just pillows. You've got your slippers, your bathrobes. You have towels that actually dry you off, not the kind you buy at Walmart where it's just kind of a slick mess. They have got some of the best products out there. The sheets are absolutely incredible. I think it's a 1,000 count. It's the best products you can buy. And the pillows even have silencer technology in it. And so if you need a day where you're just going to scream into your pillow, don't worry. Your neighbors won't hear you.
Why would you want to go to Bed Bath & Beyond? First of all, they're out of business. You want to go support an American-made product, go to MyPillow.com. And then you're also supporting one of the nation's most, I would say, Jesus-filled, and a company that is completely, completely built on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So you're getting a two-for-one there. You know you've wanted good night's sleep for years. You're tossing, you're turning. Just go now. Go to MyPillow.com. Use promo code Church and State.
CHURCHANDSTATE. That's Church and State.
You do not want to eat synthetic meat. If you can grow a meat in a lab, if you want to go ahead and have Soylent Green on the table, feel free to eat this garbage that Target's trying to throw out. But if you want actual meat that's been freeze-dried, it's been processed by actual human beings, go to griddownchowdown.com.
Look, the World Economic Forum has declared a war on red meat. They hate the cows. They hate the cow farts. There is supply chain issues. And for me, you can pry my steak from my cold, dead hands.
If you want a meat that's going to last freeze-dried 10 years or more, this is the product you want.
I want all of you to go to griddownchowdown.com. Use the promo code CHURCHANDSTATE. These are fantastic freeze-dried raw beef. The blood is still in it. You just rehydrate it and add it to your favorite meal, and you are ready to go. And remember, the Holy Word of God tells us, for one person has faith to eat all things, while another who is weak eats only vegetables. That's Romans 14, 2.
This was sacred to God.
Now is the time to act.
This is exactly why I need some action for my people.
Everybody, it's an honor to be with you.